What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation, brought to you by the Public Square app and Patriot Gold Group. I'm grateful you're here. We're talking this week about a school district in Utah that has decided to remove the Bible from all libraries because of its vulgarity and violence. Now, they're doing this to prove a point. The LGBTQ activists are proving a point. Well, if you're going to remove our books, then we're going to remove the Bible too, based off the same standard of vulgarity and violence, blah, blah, blah. But this is just the beginning, and then, or I should say, the next step of the ultimate goal to remove all of Christianity from our society. And they're going to do that by calling it hate speech. The Bible is a hate book. Preachers are spewing hate speech, and you are a hateful bigot if you read it. And a lot of people will fall for that, and a lot of people will give up, and a lot of people will hide and run. We have to take a stand right now, make a conviction that we will not be those people. And the way to make that conviction is to know that the Bible is true and to know that God is good. In Germany, prior to World War II, only 3,000, one-sixth of all the preachers stood up against the Nazi takeover of the church. Think about that. The Nazis infiltrated the church. We talked about it on Monday. It changed the scriptures, and Hitler was the head of the church, all this stuff, right? And only one-sixth of the preachers, one-sixth of the pastors stood up against it. I think that's actually pretty good, right? You'd wish it was everyone, but I think we'd be very fortunate if one-sixth of the pastors in America stood up to the growing attack on the church here in America. The group of confessing Christians, as they call them, they wrote a declaration together. And one of the points, we went over two of them yesterday. Another of the point is that Hitler, they say, can't be the head of the church. Hitler can't be. That's insane. Right? We can't have the Führer be the guy. Right? And I think we're doing the same thing, not with a person, right? But we are letting people outside of the church tell the church what is true and what they're allowed to believe and what they're allowed to say. The church has allowed this for the last few decades, the seeker-sensitive movement to let, we want more people, right? We need to fill up the pews. We're going to let everyone in. And we've let the world tell us how church should be done and what can be said. And we've catered to the non-Christians. And in that process have become more like them, more like the world. And increasingly, you will be told that the Bible is a book full of lies and full of hate. You shouldn't hear it preached. You shouldn't read it. We have to ban it. Forget just the no more Ten Commandments in school, but we have to ban Christianity from every sphere of life. And instead, we need to listen to the fallen world for peace and wisdom and how to solve all the problems of your life. So go to the self-help section of the bookstore. There you'll find all your solutions. And listen to these pagans on how the church should look and operate. I want to read Romans 1:28, but I want to switch the order around just a second here. It says, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done. They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness. We see it everywhere. Evil, covetousness, malice, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness, gossip, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Amazing. So why did that happen? Why did God do that? The first phrase is, since they did not see fit to acknowledge God. All the things we see today in our society, envy, murder, strife, deceit, etc., all of that is because we do not see fit to acknowledge God. The most base sin of humanity is to refuse to honor God and thank God for all he is. And we have all these idols instead. And we all do it. Anytime we substitute something else for God, we try to share his glory with something else. We treat Jesus as this little thing we can add to our life, that you know, we have a vision for our life, and maybe Jesus will make it a little easier, and maybe it'll help my marriage a little bit here and there, instead of making him Lord over all of it. People today will say, oh, well, to me, God is, I don't care. It doesn't matter what God is to you. What do the scriptures say? And we need to not listen to the world that says it knows better with modern wisdom, right? This idea that we've progressed and advanced past needing religion or past needing the Bible. We must reject that outright. The Bible is truth. The Bible is all the truth. The Bible has all the wisdom we need. And Jesus is the head of this church. So when the persecutors really start persecuting, the only way that you can stand up against them truly, the only way is if you have a conviction, scripture alone, faith alone, grace alone, Christ alone, and glory to God alone.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.